Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here. It's a great day on the Realms. Really enjoying new arena. And let's see. Got a couple of other interesting things going on. FTL season, 13, 9, I can't remember what it is now, is just starting today. And FTL is the Facebook tier league. This is one of the better Star Realms league. I guess there's not that many leagues. I can only think of three leagues. This is one of them. It's awesome. And there are different tiers that you can sort of, if you do well in the lower divisions, you can advance up, sort of like the premiership tier system in England and, you know, other places. I've made it out of the Star Fortress. I believe from the bottom to the top, it's Fighter Base, Star Fortress, Death World, and Capital World. And I am now in the Death World. So there's only, this is basically a lot of really good players there. And I'm scared. First matchup against AZN Cat. Perhaps that's Asian Cat. I don't know. Really a tough match. I think I'm going to win. I've had the trade advantage all along. I've passed up Leviathan and Moonworm multiple times because they didn't have the money to go after that card. So my first 8 buy was Incinerator because they didn't have any scrap apart from that little United card that you can scrap to, scrap from discard. But that's just a one-timer. So they, no events either. So that I was going to have a scrap advantage and a base was going to give me time. The next 8 I came back for was Capital World because then it was going to give me the healing I needed to keep staying around. I think my deck is very strong now with a lot of drawing bases. So I will see how that goes. That's just game 1. A lot of fun. Good luck to everybody else out there that's in the Facebook tier leagues. Whatever tier you're in, I hope you dominate. Good luck. And today we have a little interesting episode. I'm going to talk about something that came up last night. And I got a question for you. See what you think of it. So as I played the app yesterday, a strange thing happened. So let me lay this out for you, okay? I started my turn with Breeding Site in play, and I played Aging Battleship. I scrapped it for the double draw, and in one of those two cards, I pulled a Blob Carrier. I played Blob Carrier with Breeding Site already in play, and I used its ally ability to acquire Emperor's Dreadnought. Now, here's where things get interesting. The ally ability on Blob Carrier says acquire any ship without paying its cost and put it on top of your deck. So it top decks anything. It's sort of a Mega Hauler type power. But Emperor's Dreadnought says when you acquire this card, if you played a yellow card, I believe, if you played a yellow card this turn, when you acquire Emperor's Dreadnought, put it into your hand. So those two conflicted. Blob Carrier wanted to put the card on top of my deck, and Emperor's Dreadnought wanted to put it into the hand. So in the app, in this particular game, I was surprised to find out that Blob Carrier's text won, and I wondered if it was because I had scrapped Aging Battleship, and so it wasn't in play, and so maybe the app didn't have a reminder that I had played it. Don't know. It was surprising. That's all I can say about it. I wrote to White Wizard Games and support at whitewizardgames.com. Victoria is working on it for me. I just said, basically, look, does Blob Carrier always override straight to hand or straight to play, text? Or was something wrong here? Is this a difference between the card, tabletop game and otherwise? I'm not sure if I've ever done Mega Hauler on Emperor's Dreadnought like that, but I feel like I have, and I thought that it came to my hand. So I'm not sure what's going on there. We've seen other card conflicts like this. When we went to the, Rapid Deployment, arena, the scenario text said that the first card you purchase goes on top of your deck. And so even if the first card you purchased was a plasma event that should go into play or something, it did not. So the straight to the top decking text was overpowering straight to hand text in that case. But maybe that was because it was a scenario overall. And I guess what I'm wondering is there some kind of a golden rule here for how you find a hierarchy between card texts, like who wins out on these rules? Because I, you know, did not know that. Had I been judging a tournament, I would not have done what the app did. I would have thought, well, you acquire the card. That's normal. But then Emperor's Dreadnought has this extra sweet bonus, and if it's applicable, you get to do that. So, I don't know. If you have any thoughts on this, call into the show. Let me know. See ya. Okay, I got an interesting reply here from Darwin Castle himself. It says, we've got an interesting corner case here, but the two main people that he would ask about this are at Origins. So he can't give a definitive answer right away. I assume he means people related to the development of the app, because he and Rob would be, as far as I can tell, the definitive voices on the tabletop rules. So, I don't know. Anyway, he sees the main issue as the fact that I made play decisions under the expectation that, you know, I would get to bring that Emperor's Dreadnought into my hand. And if it works the same for both players, he's usually okay with it, as long as players aren't getting unpleasant surprises. Now, here's where it gets interesting for me. Darwin says, in physical play, our general rule, is that that sort of thing goes in the way the player chooses. In other words, if I was doing that with cards, it could be my call. I could top deck it using Blob Carrier's ability, or I could bring it into play using Emperor's Dreadnought ability. Which is interesting. So essentially, there is no hierarchy. It's just in physical play, if you have abilities, you can use them, which is neat. In digital play, however, we usually lean towards whatever we think is the best outcome for the player, which in this case would be into hand, probably. I think that's true. But that's something tempered by ease of programming or better, simpler flow of game. You know, and we've seen that before, obviously. They've made a lot of the draws, I guess all the draws, automatic. And so it's funny because when you have something like Factory World and Federation Shipyard both in play, a little message pops up that says, hey, which of these powers are you going to activate? That, I hope, becomes the standard for conflicts like this, because it's really, really nice. I don't need to trigger all my draws. I can live with some of that stuff. Although I do think it would be easy enough to say, like, hey, if you're about to shuffle your deck, let's check out a draw. I don't know. It's interesting. Darwin continues, my knee-jerk reaction is that it would be better if it went to hand, but since I could see the wording of the carrier getting priority, I'll have to discuss it with some of my teammates. For practical purposes, of course, this isn't likely to change in the app in the next week or so, so play accordingly. There you have it. Big thanks from Darwin, and hopefully we'll get some more info on this as the game, as the days go on, I should say. Interesting stuff.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.